The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Roscommon, a mixed card of both flat and jumps racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, very well, mate. Very well. Yourself?
Yes, very good indeed, thank you. We've had, quite a spectacular weekend of racing and there's plenty more to come on Monday as well. So, yeah, in good spirits.
Oh, good man. Excellent. I'm glad to hear it, yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be more high spirits next week when you start Royal Ascot.
Exactly, yeah. It's not too far away.
I can't wait for that. I must admit, I've never been so buzzing for a big meeting like this one.
Yeah. Well, there's some absolute belters shaping up already, isn't there? So.
Yeah, from day one to the end, it never stops. It's just 5 days of brilliant racing. All the best horses are going to be there pretty much. And, bring it on. It's going to be good fun.
Should be, yeah. Should be good fun. We've got action in both codes tonight, Andy, so something for everyone as well. What do you make of the card in Roscommon before we start?
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Nice mixed card. They have their big summer jump handicap there, don't they? The Connaught National, which got a lot of old stages in that race who've locked horns before, and one or two of the young brigade coming through. Decent beginner's chase to end the card. And good mixture of maidens and handicaps on the flat, of which there looks to be one or two decent bets. So, as ever, hopefully we'll get our heads in front.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 6 o'clock, and we start with an EBF maiden over 7 furlongs for colts and geldings, and Roussillon heads the betting at 5-2. Texas Rock is 11-4, but did run at the Curra on Sunday, so it's to be seen whether he'll run again. Abu Samar is 9-2, 11-2 for Angel of Joy, 7-1 for Red All-Star, and 8-1 for Paddy Mack, or double figure prices, 20-1 or bigger for the other runners. Talk us through your thoughts on the 6 o'clock then, Andy.
Yeah, it's a tricky one for punters as we speak now, like looking at the race at sort of around about the 10:30 mark, because we've got Texas Rock in this race, who was a selection for the podcast yesterday at the Curra, and I thought he ran a real good race. Obviously, we put him up each way, and he did his proud run in second place, got beat by one of Dermot Wells. He did nothing wrong. I think he's the best horse in this race, Mark, to be perfectly honest, but the chances of him backing up after running yesterday are quite remote. So even though he's a, I desperately want to tip him, and I think if he does run, he might well win. I can't be confident of that scenario taking shape. So we'll deal with the other three horses against him and presume he's going to be a non-runner. Roussillon's a favourite, has a visor on for the first time out. That's no great alarm, because Dermot often puts headgear on horses such as this. Obviously, his form's there for all to see. He was fifth in that very good maiden down at Limerick behind Third Dimension, who hasn't run since. But Tabor Rock has, and he's won off a mark of 87. We saw Mascoon absolutely rout a very good maiden field at Navan next time out. And, although he's faded late on, that is definitely the best form. He's dropping back to 7 furlongs, that should suit. And if the visor works, he's for me, definitely the one to beat. However, I do quite like one at a much better price. And as being as we can get 11-2 William Hill, I suggest we back Angel of Joy each way here. Joe Lange's 3-year-old yard in particularly good form at the moment. And he comes out of that race, which many podcasters will know I'm very, very keen to get with, and that's that Max Mascoon maiden down in Navan, which has served us pretty well over the last week or two. Of course, Table Rock's won out of it, as we mentioned yesterday. Earth Drummer, he won at Limerick on Saturday. And we backed Rap Star out of it yesterday. John Ox's horse, who ran a blinder to finish third in a very good maiden down in the Curra. So anything that's run reasonably well in that race, I desperately want to get with. Although Angel Joe was quite disappointing in the end, finishing ninth, it has to be said he was drawn 16-16, basically did him no favours, and it was no great surprise that he weakened late on. Prior to that, he finished second behind Queen of Power, who was 7th in the Irish 1,000 Guineas. So I think his form holds up to the closest inspection. Obviously, this is a drop ground in class, and I turned it rather back in than Al Bouchamar, who makes absolutely zero appeal. I haven't got beat 25 lengths last time out in the main at Garen. So I presume Texas Rock won't run. The favourite will then be short, but we might still get a nice each-way price about Angel of Joy.
Okay, on to the second race then. This is the 6:30, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and over, rated 47 to 65. We're over the 7-furlong trip here, and the Dancing Lord heads the betting this morning at 100 to 30. 7 to 2 for Have a Nice Day. Moonbee Creek is 5 to 1. It's 7 to 1 for Peggy's Leg, but that is a reserve, so do keep an eye on that. Fast on, 10 to 1 with Togo Villain. 14 to 1 or bigger prices at the rest. Quite an open handicap at 6:30, Andy. What do you like here?
I quite like Moonbee Creek here. Michael Mulvaney's 7-year-old. You know, he's yet to win on turf, but that's through not the want of trying. I thought he ran a really nice race down in Garen behind Continence. Dashwood, who was in mid-division in that particular heat, has won subsequently. And it comes out of a race of the night which is beginning to work out well, and it was no great surprise that that race was a good one, because it was won by Artful Artist, who absolutely bolted up again at Leopardstown last week in a very fast time. Now, that race at Down Royal on the 30th of May was also a very fast time. They went a real good gallop courtesy of Red Laser from the Mickey Halford stable, who went off as if his tail was on fire. And he dragged the field along at such a great pace that, you know, they went through the line and recorded the fastest furlong per furlong time in that particular card, which is really excellent for a 0-65 handicap to produce such figures. And Moonbee Creek, I thought, ran really well in it. He carried top weight. He was trying to give the win a £10, which in the cold light of day was an absolute... He had an impossible task. So he comes out of the race with a good deal of credit. He just faded late on after looking as though he's going to finish second for the majority of the last furlong or so. Joseph O'Brien takes over tonight from Gary Carroll. And he's got a good draw as well tonight. He's drawn his stall one, which means he can hug the inside rail, save ground. And basically, because of that, plain and simple, it's going to be very, very difficult for Moonbee Creek not to finish in the frame here. With three places on offer, I'm making, you know, one of the best each way bets on the card. So Moonbee Creek, very solid each way there in the 6:30.
Okay, Moonbee Creek, a solid each way selection in the 6:30. Then on to the 7 o'clock, which is race 3 on the card. And this is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF median auction maiden over a mile and a quarter. Henson is the 7-4 favourite this morning. 4-1 for Ceylon and Masinga. 8-1 for Zyman. Got to Dream is also 8-1. 9-1 for Apache Trooper. And 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. Henson heads the betting, Andy. And the form of that Nace maiden that he ran last time was franked at the Curragh on Sunday with System Overload winning. So is that a line of form you want to side with here?
It is, yeah. Henson very much sets a standard on that run. He's got a rating of 82. I think he ran to that mark at Nace. I don't think there's anything fluky about it at all. Sometimes you can get horses that get an inflated rating and then, you know, have very little chance of winning off that mark in the future. But I do think this horse could be competitive off that rating of 82 in the future. But yeah, he ran really well, didn't he, in that race won by Kenny, as we saw System Overload, who was the best horse in that race that day, win very easily yesterday at the Curragh. I really do think that horse is going to go places, by the way, System Overload. I urge podcasters to stay with him. He posted a massive figure yesterday, and I think we might even see that horse at Royal Ascot. But anyway, on to Henson. You know, he's kept on well for pressure, and, you know, given that run, suggested he wanted a bit further because he got a little bit outpaced at one stage. I think the step up to a mile and a quarter will be absolutely fine. Again, he's got a good draw around the inside. Fergal Lynch will get a chance to go around the inner with saving ground. We've seen horses like Backdrop also come out of that race and win. And, you know, this field looks fairly moderate beyond him. I mean, Ceylon looks a very, very tricky ride. He ran in that race down the Curragh by Table Rock, but he had the hood on and she wandered around under pressure, and I'm not really sure she's the full ticket. Obviously, Masinga might just well need the run. Not totally convinced whether that horse will be ready first time. He got to Dream, ran okay down in Tipperary last time out. I think Apache Trooper could improve beyond his first run down in Nace. I think that maiden's quite a good one, because Gypsy King and Fog of War both won subsequently the second and third. And Journaline's horses often need a run. So at 9-1, I think Apache Trooper could certainly outrun his odds. But Henson, a good, solid 7-4 favourite, looks the one to beat in the 7 o'clock.
Okay, Henson the one to beat in the 7 o'clock. On to the 7:30, which is the last race on the flat this evening. And this is a handicap for four-year-olds and overrated 50 to 75. It's over a mile and a quarter. And we're going 5 to 1 the field this morning with 6 Silver Lane heading the betting. A little bit of a nibble from 11 to 2 as well. Colony Empress 6 to 1, 7 to 1 for Pacelli Road. 10s into 8s for for Sin Sin, 8-1 for Master Melody, 9-1 for Lonan, 9-1 for Balmont Flyer as well. Truly delightful, another to attract the money this morning, 14-1 into 10-1. It's also 10s for the visitor and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a few market moves in this, Andy. Quite, well, another wide open handicap here. What are your thoughts on the 7:30?
Yeah, I've got this race hopefully signed, sealed and delivered here. I'm really, really keen on one here. And I think this also got off a lot shorter than his current 8-1. He's been nibbled at already in the market, 10s into 8s. And that's Sin Sin, a filly by Exceeding Excel, trained by Andrew Heffernan. And I think she's run really two really excellent races so far this season on ground, which I don't think would have suited. She definitely wants a faster surface. Her only victory in her life came at Tremor last year on a good ground. And being by Exceeding Excel, that would back up that view. So her two runs on heavy ground this season have been, I think, well, well above average. I just don't think she's quite got home on both runs either. At Limerick, first time out, she ran beyond Hissabat. And she's just kept on the one speed on really bad ground. I mean, heavy down at Limerick wouldn't have suited her. Horse Pivot Bridge has won a couple of handicap hurdles subsequently at that race. I think the form's good. And then this horse took part in that really good race at Cliffhouse, won, landing a bit of a touch for the podcasters back in the middle of May. And Sin Sin travelled up like the best horse in the race for the majority of that journey, but not quite getting home, I put down in my comments. So I think a mile and a quarter is really going to suit this horse. Going back to its run here over course and distance last year, second on good ground behind Jazz Girl over tonight to C&D. So this horse clearly likes Roscommon, comes here in really good form in two good speed figure races, back to its ideal trip on ground that's going to suit, and I can't believe that this horse won't run a massive race. So Sin Sin is definitely the best bet on the card. Nap of the night, at the prices, if you get 8-1 for that horse, I don't think you'll be that far wrong. So Sin Sin, nap vote, 7:30.
Okay, nap selection there then in the 7:30. We're over jumps for the next three races, and this next one is at 8 o'clock, and it's a chase over 2 miles, and it's the reappearance of Alderwood, who's the 5-6 market leader this morning. Won the Grand Annual at the Cheltenham Festival a few years ago. Had his injury problems since, Andy. If he's anywhere near back to his best, he'd win this, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he should do, shouldn't he? Yeah, I mean, he's the best horse in this race on the figures, and he's the most consistent and most classic horse when he's on song. Obviously, you've got to take it on trust that off the back of that layoff, he's fit enough to do himself justice. I mean, usually speaking, good ground is going to be okay for him. It actually might be on the firm side unless they get a drop of rain or two. So there are slight question marks hanging over him. Do you want to take odds on about a horse who, you know, maybe tonight's not, you know, the night as such? You know, this is probably a prep for something later on in the season. I just probably want to go against him here because of those slight negatives, and I'll take a chance at Real Dub. Also, similar to Alderwood, bounces back to form. This horse has got loads and loads of back class, very similar to Alderwood. On his day, he's a very classy performer. In fact, I don't think there's that much between them, really, on the figures, you know, given that the qualities they've shown. This horse hasn't won for quite a while, but he's been in deep on more than one occasion, in Grade 2s and Grade 1s. This gives him a good opportunity. The race looks between the two, but being as Ralph Dub is a much more valuable betting proposition at 9-4. I think we should go in Elmead's charge on this occasion.
Okay. Real Dove then in the 8 o'clock onto the 8:30. The big race over jumps this evening. It's the Connaught National, a handicap chase over the extended 3 miles, and a few little nibbles in the market this morning. Prince Rudy is 5-1 into 9-2 at the top of the betting. Rivage d'Or is 6-1. A little bit of money for Forever Gold as well, 13-2 into sixes. Sevens into 13-2 for Golden Kite. 7-1 for Tom Horn. And 11-1 for James E. Hall. Down under Romanesco is 14-1, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a few little nibbles this morning, Andy, but nothing too major in the betting. Who'd you like for the Connaught National?
Yeah, wide open race. You know, you can fancy several on form recently. You've got Prince Rudy comes in here in good nick. He won quite well down in Tipperary in the last day. He's up in trip, but don't think that would be a problem. He's a winner in the past on 3 miles and good ground over hurdles. You got Forever Gold, who also comes in tremendous form. He managed to win over this course 2 starts ago. It's as if Connections have had this race in mind for quite a while. The fact that they gave him a spin in a beginner's chase or a handicap chase here in the middle of May. He was a bit unlucky the last day as well down in Listowel when he got hampered on the home turn. I think he'll run well. And you've also got to consider Golden Kite and James E. Hall as well. They were first and second in this race last year, and they've obviously clearly been targeted at this prize again, particularly Golden Kite, who ran over hurdles the last day over a trip which was a little bit inadequate for it. That was clearly a prep run on its first run back for quite a while, and they've booked a really good pilot as well, £7 conditional called Johnny Burke, who is very, very strong in a finish as well. And then you've got Jamesy Hall, like I say, who often runs well in these kind of races. Second last year. He's also been placed in many races at Roscommon. He likes fast ground. He was fourth in the Irish National. I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money. So you've got plenty of opportunities or plenty of viable selections here. The way I'd probably play this race, I'd have a few quid each way in Jamesy Hall, because he's always there or thereabouts, and he's probably the most reliable horses in this kind of race, and the ground will suit him. But I'd also have to have a few quid on Forever Gold. He jumped well in the main when he won here last time. And as I said, he was unlucky the other day of a hurdle. So he's coming here in really good order. So my two against the field, Jamesy Hall under top weight and Forever Gold down at the foot of the weight.
OK, moving on to the final race this evening, the 9 o'clock. This is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Clonbannon Lad is the 15-8 favourite. 5-2 for Devil's Bride. 11-2 for Benny Mead. Mr. Hotelier is 9-1. 12-1 for Lord of Isigny. Stoney is 12-1. Vic's Canvas also 12s. 16s for Carl Rogg. And then 25-1 or bigger prices. The rest, who'd you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, Clonbannon Lad probably just about sets the standard of what he's achieved so far of offence. He's had the 5 starts, yet to win. He's been a bit lucky, I suppose, in many respects, to keep bumping into one or two. That second early on in the season third behind Morning Assembly and Don Cossack, that should be good enough to win any beginner's chase at this time of year. He come unstuck the other day against Follow Me Up to Carlo, but I really do like Follow Me Up to Carlo. I think he's a horse with an immense amount of talent. He's going to be quite persuasive for many here. However, I'm just not sure whether this horse has been quite getting home in his races. He just seems to travel well, and he's a little bit disappointing off the bridle on more than one occasion. So I'm just going to pass him over at a short price here. It wouldn't surprise me if he won, but he's just not the horse I want to be backing at 7-4. The obvious dangers look to be Devil's Bride, and for me, Mr. Hotelier is a very interesting recruit. We'll get into him in a second. But Devil's Bride, this horse is a decent animal. Based on his form over hurdles, he won really well in Limerick 2 starts back, and then we haven't seen him for over a year since he ran in that good Grade 2 down in Navanby on Apache Stronghold. So we are taking a bit of a punt that William Mullins is going to bring him here in tip-top shape after a long layoff. But if he is fit enough to do himself justice, I think he's going to give the favourite plenty to think about. And as I mentioned, I think Mr. Hotelier's a horse that we should keep on the right side of as well. He's always had the size and scope suggesting he's going to be a decent chaser in the making. And he arrives here following 2 good runs, a win down in Wexford, beating Lunasa. And he ran quite well at Aintree as well, in that very competitive handicap won by Clondor Kempfer. But the fact that Connections brought him over to a race in Aintree, thinking they got a chance, tells its own story. And I think he's going to be all right over fences. So I'd probably take the favourite on here. Obviously, the main, or the obvious one, looks to be Devil's Bride. But at 9-10-1, I think Mr. Hotelier is perhaps worth a few quid each way.
Okay, that's great. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Roscommon one more time.
Yeah, presuming that Texas Rock doesn't run in the first race, that leaves me with Angel of Joy at an each-way price. The 6.30, well, hard to see Moonbi Creek not finishing in the frame there, so a good each-way bet on him will suffice. 7 o'clock, an interesting maiden, but the one that sets the standard is Henson. He gets a vote ahead of Apache Trooper, who I think could also run well at a price. The best bet on the card is definitely Sinsin in that 7.30. I'd be amazed if that the horse doesn't finish in the frame and give us a good run. Alderwood sets a good standard in the conditions race over 2 miles, the 8 o'clock, but I'll take him on with a real dub. 8.30, the big race of the night. I'll take 2 against the field. Jamesy Hall and Forever Gold. And in the final race, I think the favourite could be a little bit vulnerable there, and I'll go with Mr. Hotelier each way.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Roscommon this evening.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.